This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on achievements of Ayush Ministry in the year 2024. The participants are Vaidya Rajesh Kotecha, Secretary, Ministry of Ayush, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
Marking significant strides towards the global recognition and promotion of traditional medicine, this year, 2024, has been a landmark period for Ayush, from integrating Ayurveda, Yoga, Yunani, Siddha and Homeopathy into mainstream health systems worldwide, to significant agreements with countries and international organizations. To know more about what the Ministry of Ayush has done in 2024, we have with us Vaidya Rajesh Kotecha, Secretary, Ministry of Ayush. A warm welcome, Vaidyaji.
Namaste.
The World Health Organization has including data and terminology related to Ayurveda, Siddha and Yunani medicines in the ICD-11 classification. How do you perceive this inclusion impacting the global acceptance of traditional Indian medicine systems?
Actually, I want to add two things. One is that, you know, you mentioned about Ayurveda, Yoga, Yunani, Siddha and Homeopathy. There are two systems more which is included in Ayush, which is Naturopathy and Sovarigpa is also there. Sovarigpa is the Himalayan traditional medicine, and Naturopathy we all know. The traditional medicine morbidity codes in ICD-11 is very significant achievement. Let me explain that the ICD is International Classification of Diseases, and it has code for every diagnosis. And until recently, there was no such code available for traditional medicine. Government of India has supported this initiative of having these morbidity codes of Ayurveda, Siddha and Yunani. Apparently, traditional Chinese medicine also has got inclusion. And our Ayurveda, Siddha, Yunani, traditional medicine morbidity codes also were included into ICD-11. The significance is, you know, very wide, because these codes provide a physician of any specialization or any area an opportunity to assign a unique code to the diagnosis what he or she perceives from the patient. And this code is actually readable or understandable by across the different specializations. So if I diagnose as an Ayurveda physician a particular disease in Ayurvedic terminology, that can be seen from Yunani, Siddha, or even modern medicine practitioners, and they understand from their perspective which diagnosis is there. So it's like interacting across the globe, you know, with a very precision diagnostic criteria, which opens up the opportunity for large-scale evidence generation, documentation, and also insurance facilitation and standardization. And I think this will pave the way of, you know, a large-scale global acceptance. I'd like to add that with the support of Government of India, WHO has also published training and treatment modules of Ayurveda, Siddha, Yunani, and Yoga, and Panchakarma. So this is in alignment with ICD codes, that any country, if there is some regulatory requirement is required, then WHO has these benchmark documents of training or treatment or ICD codes that paves the way of scientific validation, also inclusion into those countries as a formal system of healthcare. And that has happened in the last 10 years in more than 25 countries.
Also, the WHO, since we're talking about the international recognition, the WHO Global Center for Traditional Medicine has been established in Jamnagar, Gujarat, with a commitment of $85 million over 10 years from the Government of India. So in your opinion, how will this center contribute to the advancement of traditional medicine on a global scale?
This is very important because there are few reasons. One is that this is a UN office in India, and this has happened in the history of UN, first time that any UN office is established in any developing country. This is first time. And second is that because since it is in India, it gives us an opportunity to claim and provide leadership in traditional medicine across the globe, because we have great opportunity to have large-scale collaborations with WHO Traditional Medicine Center. And since it is right here in Jamnagar, alongside our one of the big institute of teaching and research in Ayurveda, which gives us a great opportunity. And then this center also is committed to generate large-scale evidences into traditional medicine, in clinical practices, preclinical, basic science perspective, mechanism of action, or digital solutions in traditional medicine of the health. So this is also in alignment with our vision and our scope and our work. So we are very happy to have them in India, and we are actually capitalizing this opportunity.
Also, Vedaji, what is important is that a lot of hospitals, you mentioned about naturopathy, Center Research Institute of Yoga and Naturopathy with a 200-bed hospital facility was inaugurated at Jhajjar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched and inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple health sector projects worth around 12,850 crore on the occasion of the 9th Ayurveda Day and the first ever international conference of All India Institute of Ayurveda was held in Delhi Aroha 2024. So all these are the steps that your ministry is taking towards creating awareness and people to come forward and experience Ayush.
Yes. Actually, you know, what you have mentioned is kind of, you know, a sincere efforts to popularize, to propagate, and to actually establish the sciences of traditional medicine, including Ayurveda and other systems, you know, on the base of evidences. So large-scale researches, and then collaborations, and then large-scale networking, awareness generation, standardization, all these things, you know, are being happened. So as a part of this, this Aroha has happened. And we are happy that only Prime Minister, he has recently inaugurated this phase two of All India Institute of Ayurveda. Also, he has laid foundation stone of our naturopathy research institutes in Chhattisgarh and Odisha. So there are so many such things are going on. Primarily, what I'm trying to convey is that there is a huge demand and huge opportunity generated last 10 years in our country and across the globe. And as a matter of fact, we have requested NSSO, National Sample Survey Organization of Government of India, to do a sector-specific survey of Ayush. And they did it for us. And it was recently released. As per this survey, we found, and we were really happy to know, that there are 96% of Indians, they are aware about Ayush practices and different branches of Ayush. And then out of this 96% population, more than 50% actually uses Ayush practices for their healthcare delivery. So it means that there's a huge undercurrent, huge demand. And then it also gives us an insight, and also it gives us a feeling of responsibility, how we can cater this demand. And this demand is generated by the direct mentorship of our Honorable Prime Minister and our ministers, you know, at different times of our ministry. Because you may be knowing, all of us, that the Ministry of Ayush is a fairly new ministry. It has established only in 2014, November. So actually, we have Sripad Naik ji, our first minister, then Sri Kiran Rijiju ji, Pir Sarbanand Sonowal ji, then now we have Sri Pratap Raj Jadhav ji. All great leadership we have received. We are very fortunate. And during COVID, you may have seen that, you know, lot of efforts and integration, convergence of Ayush practices has happened. So together, everything, this large-scale propagation and demand generation, and subsequently business, commerce, everything has happened.
Vedaji, you very rightly mentioned that this is a new ministry which was set up in 2014. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of it must go to the efforts of the Prime Minister when he leads from the front, whether it is in Delhi or it is in Srinagar. He led the International Yoga Day celebrations from Srinagar with the theme Yoga for Self and Society. How does celebrating Yoga Day events spread awareness and promotion of yoga and about Ayush since 2014?
There is no doubt about that. Our Honorable Prime Minister actually is leading this from the forefront. And we all know that because of his initiation, this International Day of Yoga was accepted unanimously in UN. And you know, there's interesting statistics that every year as a nodal ministry, we collect the data, how many people participated and then what is the impact, etc. So in this June 24, main event was held at Srinagar, and more than 24 crore people participated across the globe. And it is huge. In Srinagar, I would like to cite an example that there was huge rain. Even after huge rain, people stayed back and wanted to participate. And our Honorable Prime Minister, in rains, he has addressed all this gathering, and it was actually telecasted across the globe. But what I am trying to convey is that it's not just a celebration. It is a sincere effort of the Prime Minister to,
make yoga the way of life.
Motivate the people to make the life or behavior change communication,
yes.
I would say.
Yes.
So I was just mentioning about this survey. In survey, we found that at least 1.5 crore household, they are practicing yoga in their homes every day. So this is huge.
And also during 2024, we had the Surya Namaskar program organized by your ministry from Jan 1 to Jan 14, 2024. How effective do you think are such programs in promoting traditional wellness practice? And do you think Ayush is more popular with the common man because one believes that there are no side effects?
Actually, this is only one cause out of so many. The Ayush practices are, they are aligned within Mother Nature. And it is inbuilt in our DNA, it is inbuilt in our culture. So it is easily accepted and people understand it. And then because it is coming from the generations of practice, so it is not difficult for them to understand and practice. That is the most important thing. And as I mentioned, it is harmonious to the nature. So, even nature blesses to the people when a person practices simple thing of dinacharya or daily regimen or food practices or yoga, etc. So those things are not complicated, and that's the beauty. And recent years, what we did, that we tried to generate large-scale evidences on these practices. It was said that, it is 5,000 crore practice, it is a time-tested medicine. But time-tested is okay. But we need to, look at the mechanism of action. We need to generate evidences which people understand in present scientific era. That we did. So for that, we also have this index, through you, I would like to mention for all the people who is listening to this program, that we have an Ayush Research Portal that you can type on Google and look at that. This Ayush Research Portal has indexed more than 43,000 such research publications, which is peer-reviewed journals or index journals. So that said, that evidences are there and that made people confident. And because of our Prime Minister's leadership, people are now accepting it and, practicing it.
Yes, very true. And also certain facts that are there, Vaidyaji, in front of us. The Ayush market has grown from $2.85 billion in 2014 to $43.4 billion in 2023, with exports doubling from $1 billion to roughly about $2.16 billion. And not only that, the Ayush Holistic Wellness Center has been opened in the Supreme Court of India this year. And all this very smartly tells us that this is the integration of traditional wellness practices into the mainstream institutions. And in this, your ministry is doing a major role.
Actually, just want to add one thing, that this is not just effort of Ministry of Ayush. This is a whole of the government approach. Everybody works together. We have Health Ministry on board. We have all the ministries together. And that is why this much big thing has happened. And I'm very happy to share all these things, with you. Thank you.
On that note, we would like to say thank you, Vaidya Rajesh Kotecha-ji, for being with Akashwani.
Namaskar.
Namaskar.
You were listening to a discussion on achievements of Ayush Ministry in the year 2024. The participants were Vaidya Rajesh Kotecha, Secretary, Ministry of Ayush, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.